So I'd like you to spend a few minutes reading your case study about the person, and then we're going to, because it's after lunch, it's very easy to feel a bit sleepy, so I thought we'd make this next bit into a bit of a game. So if you read your case study for a few minutes, and what sort of support could that organisation give that person? And also what that organisation would need to be able to give that support? What would they need in terms of input? Okay, and we'll come and join you and participate. What sort of support could places provide? Can I have a few ideas? So assisted volunteers to help people maintain their hobbies and use the library and things.
Bring the whole group to the library.
The community centre linking in with the library. Sorry. What about something other than the library? Anybody do any of the businesses?
Signage in the park,
that would help, yeah. I think parks can be a place easy to get lost in, can't they, and good signage. And the final question there, what would those organisations need in terms of input to be able to do those things? Awareness and commitment, sort of come back to that very, very important thing about awareness. And I do believe that doesn't need to be rocket science. People don't need to understand all the different parts of the brain and the chemical processes, but they need to understand just how to support people and eye contact and simplifying things, one thing at a time, things like that. I'm going to have to draw this to a close, but I hope you enjoyed that exercise and it sort of got you going.